happiness, they were treasures indeed. There was a dyed black ostrich feather mask from a Halloween party, the silk ribbon still tied in a knot from the last time she'd worn it, half a century before. A single pressed rose was visible through the thin layer of tissue in which it lay. Ralph had given her the rose as a corsage one night at a ritzy white tie affair at St. Regis Hotel. Under the tissue, the dried-out petals were feather-light. There was the shell-like gold compact she'd been so proud of when she was 25. The gold paint tarnished now, and the pinky powder nothing but a dusty remnant on the inside rim. There was red lipstick in its black and gold case, Manhattan red. It had been all the rage in 1944, a colour to brighten lips and hearts. There were love letters too from her beloved Ralph, some with humble elastic bands around them, others bound with ribbon. He'd loved writing letters and cards. There was permanence in the written word, he'd believed. One was the letter he'd penned when their daughter Naomi was born, an incredible 45 years ago. "I will love you and our daughter forever," he'd concluded.